Welcoming to the program, representing the 13th District, including Moses Lake, Clee Ellum, Easton, Davenport, Senator Judy Warnock. Senator Warnock, thank you very much for your time this afternoon. We do appreciate it. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So, Senator Warnock, let's touch a little bit on Senate Bill 5036. Yeah. This is one that certainly I think a number of people in our listening audience, which definitely covers your district, are not going to be thrilled with. This bill is similar to what we're hearing they're looking at doing in Oregon, which is releasing individuals guilty of serious violent crimes early in their sentences.
Absolutely. The title alone, total confinement release, is in that title of that bill. Total confinement means that you have been convicted of aggravated murder, murder in the first degree, and usually life without parole could be eligible for release under this bill within the next 5 years. So we're looking at maybe 100 and almost 200 murderers, plus another 320 under that life without parole designation, could be released within the next few years. There's also attempt to add more people to the Clemency and Pardons Board, people that look like, and it's all in the equity and inclusion discussion. The argument on the floor was they look like the majority of the inmates. Well, that's all well and good, but if you've been convicted of a heinous crime, you know, we heard some horrible discussions about full families being murdered, full families being victimized. And if you've been convicted of that, you should stay in prison. My argument on the floor was when I voted, and I voted for a bill several years ago that repealed the death penalty. I voted on that because I'm a pro-life person. I believe in life from conception to natural end. So I have to look at it that way. But I was promised that this would not happen, this 5036 would not happen. We wouldn't be letting people that were in prison for life without parole, they would not be have a chance to get out of prison. My comment on the floor yesterday when this bill passed was the broken promise to me, but more importantly, broken promise to the victims, the families of the victims that have been murdered or raped. And in some cases, it's child rape. They should not be let out of prison. And I believe in punishment. I also believe in forgiveness. But do not let them out to victimize again.
Senator Warnock, the majority party states that they believe in standing up for women. They stand up for people who live an alternate lifestyle. They stand up for the weak. They stand up for the infirm. They stand up for the oppressed. Yet, with this bill and the potential of the numbers that you've mentioned, north of 500 that could be released within the next 5 years, these are people that have committed violent, aggressive crimes against those same people that they claim that they stand up for.
Exactly. So where is the justice in that? Because many of those victims are women. Many of those victims may be alternative lifestyle folks. But exactly, you pointed out exactly what our argument is. They are going after people who have committed those crimes, against the most vulnerable in our community, most vulnerable people in our state.
We're talking with Senator Junie Warnock from the 13th Legislative District here on The Bottom Line, News Radio 610 KONA.
And Senator Greg Neff with you. Let's talk about victim impact here. I mean, is there a way, have you heard from crime victims? Have you directed them to try to put some sort of brake on this? Have you asked them to speak up at hearings? Have you told them to contact those who simply don't seem to care about their well-being? Just looking, I mean, I'm sorry to put it like that, but it seems like victims are being disregarded and thrown to the side of the road here.
I totally agree, and all of the above. And, you know, I also said I was the victim of an armed robbery years ago. I know what the impact of an armed robbery is on someone. It took me a long time to get over that, to get over the fear of somebody pushing in our office door very quickly, just because that's what happened. And it takes a long time. The argument on the floor for this bill was that victims were going to be reached out to. They were going to be counseled. They were going to be talked about. They were going to, you know, show the progress that their offenders had made and show progress about why they should be released. Well, to me, the victims are victimized again and again and again. Every time someone comes up for parole or every time someone is released, those victims are afraid again and maybe have to change residence, maybe have to change names, change their lifestyle because that person is back out on the streets. So if victims are contacted, that's fine, but not over and over and over, and to be victimized by just thinking about the crime again. I've been there. That's very, very difficult to think about and imagine that crime happening again.
And Senator, you know, I'm reminded of something. I was watching a victim impact sentencing phase in Spokane with that school shooting that happened back in 2017, where the name of the school escapes me, and it shouldn't. But
Liberty. It was Liberty or Freeman.
Freeman.
Yeah.
And I just remember the hurt and the pain of those people who came to court with probably every ounce of strength that they had left and testified against the individual who decided to open fire. Nothing is being done for them, are they? Nothing is being done for those folks.
No, and I am also a witness to that. One of the very first school shootings was in Moses Lake, right across the street from my company. I have a employee who was in the classroom during that school shooting. Every time there's another school shooting, she has to, you know, stop, sometimes leave work. It impacts her well over 20 years later. And the school shooter has been up for parole a couple times from that shooting. It impacts those victims over and over.
We're talking with Senator Junie Warnock from the 13th Legislative District, serving Yakima, Grant, Kittitas, Lincoln. Senator Warnock from Moses Lake. Senator, you sit on the Agriculture Committee. And one thing I want to ask you, because certainly not just your district, but Benton County's, Franklin County's, a good portion of Eastern Washington is ag-centric. And there seems to have been, over the course of the last couple sessions, and of course the governor in this session proposing legislation that directly assaults the ag community. How is the fight going against protecting the ag way of life in Eastern Washington? And just out of curiosity, are there people in the majority party that believe food grows in cans on store shelves?
I'm sure. You know, we're fortunate on the Senate side that the members of the Senate Ag and Natural Resources Committee are very aware of the importance of agriculture. And in fact, so important that the bill that the governor proposed to create riparian buffers along streams and rivers and bodies of water that may contain salmon. Those riparian buffers, that bill, and I don't even have the number of it now, but it just say riparian buffers and people know exactly what we're talking about. The governor proposed a draconian, horrible bill that would have increased taking of agriculture lands, impacted farming on both sides of the state. We have farms that are next to the Columbia River, next to the other rivers in eastern Washington, and next to streams in eastern Washington that may contain salmon. But what happened when he proposed that, he didn't reach out to anyone. He didn't reach out to his own party. He didn't, especially the people on the Ag Committee. He didn't reach out to the agricultural community. He only crafted this bill, this riparian bill, with maybe some environmental or fish issue interests, but kind of did it on his own. And so the chair of the Senate Committee, Ag Committee, decided not to hear the bill. He said, I didn't know about it until somebody wrote me a letter opposing the bill. He said, I had never even heard of the bill. So some people in his party are starting to take a step back and say, wait a minute, I can't support that policy. And so there you go. There are people from his own party that said no. So the riparian bills, there was one in the House, one in the Senate, and they are both dead effectively. Today at 5 o'clock is the cutoff. And the one in the House has been heard, but it is not being passed out. If it is, it's going to be a very skinny down version, but I believe they are done also in the House on the Ag Committee. But it just, there were thousands of people that signed up and said no to that bill because the governor didn't do a good job in bringing in people to talk about what his goal was with the water bodies, and it was the wrong way to do it.
We're talking with Senator Judy Warnick from the 13th District here on The Bottom Line.
And Senator, you know, it's interesting. I often use the example of restaurant owners and bar owners in Utah that dread whenever legislature comes into session in Salt Lake City because they always pass new restrictions on liquor sales and restaurant operations and such. And people tend to dread it. And I thought when I lived there, that was a really extraordinary phenomenon that people, oh, what are they going to do now? Having seen session here and listened to you and talk about, you know, with you talking about some of the things that are going around, do you think that people here in this state are beginning to come around to the thought of, oh, no, it's another session. What are they going to do now? Do you think they start to dread session?
They do. They do because of some of the crazy bills that are being proposed. Absolutely dread it. But what I have also seen, because of the one-party rule for so long in Washington state, I don't know what it's like in Utah, but we've had one-party control, one-party rule. The entrenched bureaucrats in the state agencies and state departments are even more frightening, because they can sit back and make rules, come up with rules that people have to live with, without going through the legislature. And for example, we had one that was stock watering. You had to get a water right to water your cattle if you had a stream that went through your property. And that's a basic water right from way back. And so Department of Ecology said, oh, we're going to update our rules. Well, we said, no, you can't do that without having some discussions with us. And so that's been an issue. The other is Department of Health is thinking about rules regarding keeping of animals and what to do with animal waste, manure is the proper term in my area. But so those are both rules that are being proposed and under kind of almost the cover of darkness because they put it on our websites, and unless somebody's watching it, you don't see that until it's already in place. They do have public comment, but you have to be watching it all the time because that's not a legislative decision. That's an agency decision.
Senator Warnock, you mentioned a little bit earlier, and I think many would agree that the governor, his proposing of that legislation was to appease environmental groups, appease the fish lobby. And that brings me to this question. It's been known for some time that one of the biggest impacts on salmon, particularly in the Puget Sound and the orcas in the Puget Sound, is the millions of gallons of wastewater that's being dumped into the Sound.
Absolutely.
At what point in time is my understanding is there are more in the majority party, they're beginning to see and understand this. At what point will we see, do you think we could see legislation proposed that would address this head on and maybe take some of the burn angst and ire away from the dams in this side of the state that have zero impact on the salmon that are heading to the Puget Sound?
And we had that someone commented about that if you want to take the dams out, then you need to stop dumping sewage into the Puget Sound. You need to get that big city on the Puget Sound in Seattle, get them off the water, get them stopping from dumping their sewage, because that's what's happened over and over. And the governor's going to do another study. He's going to look at mitigation of taking the dams out. And I asked that question, didn't you already do a study? Well, we have to go back and do more. Those dams, Snake River dams anyway, are not owned by the state of Washington. Those are owned and managed by the Corps of Engineers, which is a federal agency. So we can't, even if we wanted to, take those dams out as a state. But it's ridiculous. And so, no, I totally agree. Water quality in the ocean is just as much of an impact as any other issues that may. But I know for a fact that the Snake River dams are not the same impediment to salmon that they were. The salmon passage work that those people have done on those dams is incredible. And they're protecting the smolts that are coming back down the rivers too, protecting them from birds. They're putting nets up and other devices to keep the birds away from the smolts that are coming through the dams. So the Corps has done a great job, and it's time to recognize that. And the other thing, too, is the water quality is not only impacted by the sewage dumping, but the tires. Rainwater runoff of roads is picking up tire dust, tire particles that are damaging water just as much as the sewage dumping. So it's not the dams, it's a whole lot of other issues that are affecting the water quality.
Well, and Senator, if the governor wants to look at studies, he can look at the one that's done, I believe, every other year where they take samples from the salmon and the orcas and find out the amount of opiates that they are swimming with and that are in their bloodstream. So maybe that will spur him to take some action in that regard as well. But Senator Judy Warnock from the 13th. Yep. Senator Judy Warnock from the 13th Legislative District from Moses Lake. Thank you very much for joining us today. Appreciated our conversation, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks, Rob. You take care.